Greetings to all Dominicans here and abroad. This year, we are blessed to once again observe Emancipation Celebration with the theme, Giving Thanks, Building Hope, Celebrating Possibilities. I begin by thanking God for His grace, His gifts and blessings. I thank Him for another brand new day and another opportunity to observe our Emancipation Celebration. Apart from Him, we can do nothing, but with Him, all things are possible. So we begin by giving God thanks. The Emancipation Celebration is observed every year around the 1st of August. As we all know by now, August 1st is a very significant date in our history. On August 1st, 1834, there was a first declaration of the emancipation of enslaved Africans. And then, after a four-year period of apprenticeship, there was another declaration on August 1st, 1838. The Emancipation Celebration is geared towards building greater awareness about the significance of the abolition of slavery and also the impact which slavery and emancipation have had on our modern-day society. At the same time, the festival presents an opportunity to artists to showcase their talents and celebrate the culture of Dominica and the region. In a broader sense, emancipation also speaks to a freedom to celebrate and a freedom to help create better lives for ourselves and others, a freedom to promote love, peace, and unity in our country and in the world. The theme for emancipation this year calls us to strive towards maintaining a spirit of hope and optimism, and maintaining a spirit of resilience in the face of the many challenges which surround us. In order to be a stronger country, we must be an optimistic people, a people with a vision and a purpose. In order to make greater advancements in our development, we must also remain conscious of the possibilities and opportunities which exist and which help all of us to work towards building a more advanced Dominica. As we observe and celebrate emancipation, which has been and still is a very important and significant aspect of our history, we also take the opportunity to recognize the important achievements which have taken place in Dominica over the years, and also the people who have contributed to these achievements and the roles that they have played in Dominica's development. One of the features during the year's emancipation observation is a recognition of some of the cultural icons who have played an important role in the development of arts and culture. So, I applaud the Cultural Division for using this occasion of emancipation to pay tribute to those who have contributed significantly to Dominica's cultural development. Our arts and culture for years have helped to give meaning to our lives, have helped to shape us and identify us as a people, and have brought invaluable benefits to the welfare of our people by providing many of us with opportunities to earn income and sustain livelihoods through the arts and crafts, music, and other artistic skills. Of course, there are these artists and so many others here in Dominica who continue to play their roles day after day, year after year, in building and enhancing the various cultural expressions of our country and helping arts and culture to thrive and become such a positive and meaningful force in the country and overseas. The tourists who come to Dominica appreciate our physical landscape very much, all our natural tourist attractions. But they also appreciate the cultural expressions of our people in our music, our dance, our culture, our Creole wear, and Creole lifestyles. All the things that make us truly Dominican. And somehow, it seems to me that especially now, as we are struggling with the negative effects of the coronavirus pandemic, that even more now, we need to build and rebuild the spirits of our people through our music, our dance, and all other artistic expressions which help to inspire and motivate our population and give us a greater sense of belonging and love for our country. So we give thanks to the Almighty for bringing us to this point, through the ups and downs and the challenges and victories of our lives. This is not a time to give up and quit. This is not a time to bring down our country and get into all kinds of negative utterances about our country. In fact, our artists and performers and our musical bands have a great opportunity now to create works of art and musical pieces which help to inspire and motivate and to promote our country. Our true richness lies in the natural and abundant fertility of our land, the beauty and hospitality of our people, and also the diversity and vibrant expression of arts and culture. I thank the entire staff of the Cultural Division and the Ministry of Sports, Culture and Community Development for all the work they have already put in towards helping to stage this year's Emancipation Celebration. Later today, there will be a virtual Belle Drumming Festival, which will be carried live on the Cultural Division's Facebook page and carried live on Kairi FM. So I wish to encourage Dominicans and visitors to log on and to participate in this event. Let us use this emancipation occasion to strengthen bonds of unity and friendship, and also to continue to build a better, stronger, and more resilient Dominica. May God bless and protect Dominica and our people. And I wish a happy Emancipation Celebration to all.